By the way, there is one thing that it's difficult to understand how, but when the ship is in a 90 degree, two people receive escaping from the bridge.
Et on üks asi, mida on raske mõista, siis kui kreen on juba 90 kraadi, siis nähakse kahte inimest sillast pääsemas.
Fortunately, they are dead, but they must have been up on the port side of the bridge in order to come out somewhere near the charter room or something like that.
Nad pidid ilmselt olema siis silla kaardiruumis, et välja pääseda, kui nad kahjuks hukkusid.
Kaardiruumis oli see GPS nagu radar, mis on satelliidi pealt kohtasid. Monitor oli see.
There was a GPS radar monitor giving positions from the satellite in the chart room. Yeah. And obviously somebody must have been there in the chart room because it was on the very last moment that the ship's position was given, the coordinates on the radio.
But probably not from the GPS, it was probably from the chart. Because during the radio conversation or the transmission, they said that they had it back out but couldn't find the position.
Ja so aga see laeva asukoht anti ilmselt kaardilt, sest ja mitte GPS-ilt, sest selles viimases raadiokõneluses öeldakse ka, et neil on blackout ja nad ei leia.
They could have taken it from the shark.
Öelda. Asukohta. Et võimalik, et nad võtsid selle kaardilt.
Minu teadmist mööda, et praegu igatahes on meil süsteemidel autonoomne toide.
Autonoomne?
Autonoomne toide. Et nad ei sõltu, nad on oma, nagu, ma ei tea, kas nad on akku.
These systems should these days have a self-sustainable.
Ma ei tea, kas see oli Estonia nimelt.
But I don't know if it was so on Estonia.
The GPS, it's not mandatory to have that because it's an extra device, GPS.
GPS ei ole kohustuslik, see on nagu eri selline.
Anyway, there must have been people in the chart room, yes.
Aga ilmselt oli kaardiruumis inimesi.